recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on mandate. Get it on. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for telling a friend. We love that about you, Drew, showing me podcast. Thank you, Drew. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good. I don't know why my podcasting app is doing weird things, but I'm good. Mm-hmm. What is going on with my – it's so
Drew
weird.
Drew cannot control his phone.
It won't – yeah, I can't. It's bizarre. Stop,
well,
stop.
Well, get rid of it. Stop. Turn it off.
It is off.
Oh, okay. That's the loudest
weird.
Off I've ever heard.
Very weird.
Right. LifeLock. I want to thank LifeLock. Promo code down. TheraWorks. Relief. Drew will tell you about that.com. And Digster.fm. What's going on, Drewski?
I'm turning my phone off. It's exactly what I'm doing.
It's a big man.
That's right.
All right.
Screw that.
What's going on?
So, yeah, you made me feel better talking about not just the pendulum swinging. I'm talking about the pendulum swinging in terms of people being aggressive and cantankerous and not getting along out there in the world politically. But I still feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Is that just me being a chick now? To you know, I've become one, happily. Mm. Or is there? Am I sensing something that you're not? Is sort of what's worrying me. I get this constant.
Why do you feel bad?
I don't know. I get the constant. You said the left's getting super crazy and normal people and pragmatism is going to fill in, right?
It eventually does. I don't. I'm
fearful we're going to.
But I would say something like this. I think this is my feeling. I don't know where PETA's membership is now, but PETA used to be a group where sort of sensible people were like, yeah, I don't like chinchilla factories. And
yeah.
Chinchillas being kept in miniature cages and killed with aluminum bats so it won't puncture their fur or something like that. And now they seem completely off the deep end, right? And I got to – look, I'll give you an example. I'll give you both. I don't know where
– I have a theory there.
All right. I don't know where PETA membership is, but it's not even brought up much anymore. You know what I mean? It's like, hi, I'm Pam Anderson for PETA. You know, it's like there's a lot of PETA talk. I don't even hear about PETA really anymore. ACLU, I fear, is like dying on the vine because they've gone too nuts.
They're the reason we have the homeless problem.
All right. The Klan has 6,000 or 5,000 members in it. Like, I feel like the extreme edges are just going to slough off at some point in the sense that we talk and talk and talk about the Klan and ACLU and PETA and stuff, but no, they've gone too far, you know, their time has passed or whatever it is. The middle is going to grow.
But the millennials, maybe it's the younger than millennial, don't feel, they feel pretty extreme, seems like. You know,
PETA, according to Gary, has more than 6.5 million in its membership. The Klan has 6.5 thousand. Well, maybe I'm wrong in one direction, although I'm sure PETA's worldwide and the Klan. And I tried to get it started in Africa, but it was like that was one of the worst trips I've ever taken in my life.
Plus, that PETA number is self-reported. And I don't know exactly.
Is that a growing number?
Obviously, the bigger the number, the better for them. So I would imagine they count.
Well, I've actually done stuff with PETA, and the reason I have is they were very – I love organizations that will let you pick parts of their positions and support that. Like they were having a big spaying and neutering campaign. I'm like, I'm in. I'm all for that. And they were like, fine, welcome. I know you eat meat and wear leather shoes. Maybe we'll expose you to some interesting ideas. Welcome. Help us with this campaign. I was like, that is an organization I like. Right? As opposed to.
I guess.
I don't like organizations that say you've got to toe the party line or else.
Listen, if that was everyone should be that way.
Yes.
And I've.
So that may be why they survive, humbly.
Right. Good. But they've become a little bit extreme in their views.
In certain areas.
And I think they've. Yes, in certain areas. Yeah. Well, look, the base is always going to be there. They don't eat meat, spay and neuter, and all that kind of stuff. But then they're going to just keep going.
Yeah.
And that's where they start losing people because they keep. Going. I think the ACLU is a group that everyone went, oh, yeah, it's good. We need those guys. And then they just kind of kept going. Like, you know, Alan Dershowitz was with the ACLU for 40 years, and he's like, I don't even know who these people are anymore. like, what's going on? They're going nuts.
He has changed. You guys ought to get – what if you get him on the podcast with Garagos?
Well, he's a good example of being liberal but not being leftist, you know?
It is different.
It's different. Yeah. He's liberal. I think of myself as liberal, but not leftist.
Yeah.
The leftist who's going insane. The people who are liberal are liberal. It's like we want all the rights for everybody.
Maybe that's how you get a bigger boat to pull people in. Let's call it the Liberal Party.
Yeah.
Because pragmatism and, you know, middle ground, all this stuff, people don't respond to that. But liberal is a word that people might rally around now. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get a new party, the Liberal Party or Liberalism Party.
Yeah, it's kind of a interesting definition. It's something I never really gave much thought to, but there's this chasm growing between Alan Dershowitz, who ACLU card-carrying member and voted for Hillary Clinton, but he's not going off the deep end with socialism and, you know, confront Trump cabinet employees, you know, members at restaurants and scream them down and let's get the FBI to surveil people we don't like. And, you know, like he's not there because he's a liberal.
Yeah.
Which now he's getting thrown under the bus.
Yeah. Liberal is about the creation of liberty and freedoms and you know, and containing government excesses.
Here's the last thing a true liberal wants. You want the FBI. We're going to have the FBI, yeah? We want them – look, if our guy's in charge, let's have those guys – let's get the Franchise Tax Board to go after groups we disagree with and strip them of their rights and their tax-exempt status or whatever. If you're liberal, that's the last thing you want.
Yeah.
Even if you hate all the groups
yes.
they're going after – you still don't want to use your government and your tax system to punish people you disagree with because you're liberal. They have a right to their whatever.
Tyranny.
Right. And and obviously it's the other direction too. You it's not like the notion of, well, we have the FBI and they should never overstep their boundaries unless we don't like the person they're overstepping their boundaries with, right. And then we're cool with it. That ain't liberal.
Right. I agree.
And Alan Dershowitz is a liberal. So he can say, I didn't vote for anyone in the Trump – I didn't vote for Trump or any of those people. I vote for Hillary Clinton. But I don't want to use this group to go after that group because I disagree with that group. Right. And then when Obama does it, I'll turn a blind eye to it. I don't care. Well, that's not – you're not being consistent. And you're not being a true liberal.
That's the new party. I like it.
The Liberal Party?
Yeah.
I could go with that.
Yeah, I could too.
All right.
Sounds cool.
Well, what do you want to do?
Take some calls.
All right. Line 2. Paul, 32, West Hills. What's going on?
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Recently just had endocarditis.
Oh, my God.
Heart.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Did you have a bike? Do you have a bicuspid aortic valve, or you're an IV drug user?
What? Yeah.
You a real doctor? Just a love doctor.
I just want to talk to the love doctor.
All right.
So you're – which was it, IV drug user?
No, bicuspid.
Bicuspid aortic valve. So, okay, so endocarditis is a bacterial infection of the heart valve. Mm. And so literally that is the most deep-seated infection you could get. And the bacteria literally are thrown off throughout your body.
Oh.
They can even cause – aneurysms in your head and stuff. It'd be a disaster. So good.
Yeah.
How long were you sick before they figured it out?
I think a couple of months. I didn't
even
know.
Oh, my God. So sort of indolent. How did you present?
I thought I had the flu, and then I got better, and then I got the flu again, and it was like I had the worst night sweats and everything possible. And then it actually came, like the bacteria on my valve, the growth, or the what do you call it, the vegetation broke off and actually caused an aneurysm in my pancreas on the duodenal artery.
Oh, dude, are you lucky it went there? Did it rupture?
Yeah, it hit that.
Did it rupture?
Hit my kidneys. No, it didn't rupture, but it gave me pancreatitis, which is what.
Oh, you know, my. What a wild case. That could be like put in a journal. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's what a couple of my doctors said.
Yeah, I mean,
I actually have an aneurysm on my heart as well.
On the aorta?
But they got that. No, yeah, I don't know exactly where it was on my heart. They just said you have an aneurysm on your heart also. They didn't, and then so they fixed that. They fixed the, they put a stent on the pancreas, on the artery there. And then when they did that separate surgery, they went through the groin, the femoral artery.
Wait, hold on. Did you have your valve replaced?
Yeah, I got a
Onyx
valve.
All right, got it.
So, and so that's pretty crazy because you hear that clicking all the time now.
Oh, yeah. What was the guy that had that? One of that rock star? You could hear it across the room, just click, 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 click.
Everlast.
No. That's right. It was Everlast. Yes,
yeah.
Everlast. Yes.
Hey, Paul.
Yep.
When you're trying to get laid,
yeah.
You finish this entire odyssey with. The doctor said if I wasn't a world-class athlete, it would have killed me.
Is that important?
If you're trying to get laid?
I see.
You work in that part about being a world-class athlete. So, they won't even ask you what you played or whatever. Just go, the doctor said, and you say he said it to you. See what I'm saying?
He said it?
Uh-huh.
He or she
gotcha.
Said it.
They said if I wasn't a world-class athlete. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's going to work.
Mm-hmm.
So, wow, what a story. That's incredible. So, what's up?
Yeah, so I'm pretty much healthy. I'm on the way back. I had they caused another aneurysm on my groin when they pulled it out, just to run it down real quick. And then I had all this other fluid buildup. I just got the pericardial effusion, got put in the pericardial window.
Jesus.
So that was 2 weeks ago, yeah. And I'm just now, I'm not feeling better yet, but I'm saying in like a year down the line, I'm not drinking, obviously. I don't smoke, but I'm wondering what would be the best way to try to like relax when I'm healthy again, God willing.
Okay,
like,
hold on.
You know, I'm on blood thinners.
Yeah, what do you want?
Coumadin or warfarin.
Are you going to switch to one of the other ones, or are you staying on warfarin?
I'm probably going to stay on that one. Unless I do exactly what my doctor says.
Okay,
so right now I'm on that. And I'm on a relatively low amount. I'm going to be on 1.5.
Yeah, yeah. Any other medication?
Nothing major. Nothing major.
When you say 1.5, your INR is 1.5 or you're on 1.5?
Yeah, INR. Yeah. They want my goal to be 1.5 to 2. Yeah, so that's much lower than the old school one.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's right. Okay. Wow.
To the left doctor.
Yes, thank you. And I'm confused by your question, like how to get not have a, you know, be having nightmares every night?
Just to relax. Like, so, you know, because I can't really drink very much.
Let me ask this question. How do they think you got this in the first place?
From my teeth. From it, like a
boy, that's
because I guess
it's rare.
Yeah, from like flossing or the
that
well,
is,
I've never done IV drugs.
Did you have an infection or something before this all went down, like a skin infection or something?
No, it was a miss. I've never heard of this. I didn't even know I had a bicuspid valve. I didn't know anything.
Crazy. All right, so I would think you would have a renewed sort of interest in living, right? I mean,
oh yeah, it's
yeah.
Amazing.
I mean, you're like you're lucky. You're going to live a normal lifespan. This is you've been through this train wreck, and here you are. So, I mean, what people often do when they go through something like this is they start to think to themselves, "My life needs to have purpose because there's a reason I got through this. There's a reason I'm here." And if you find that purpose and focus, I don't think you'll be worried as much about relaxing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, like 4th of July, you know, on like special occasions, because you're not supposed to drink, and I'm cool with that.
So you're asking what drugs you can do? Is that what you're asking?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, geez, so much for my philosophizing.
Without you know, because you're not really.
All right, what about pot when you're in this situation? How about edibles?
Interesting.
Thank you.
I would talk to the cardiologist about it, but really. How about just some Xanax or something? I mean, if he really wants to just like lay it out, he's certainly entitled to something like that. Here's a role for pharmaceutical if he really wants to like dial it down this, you know, right now. But and I'm a little – is he still there?
Yeah.
Why are you not drinking?
They told him not to drink.
Oh, because of his pancreas. Probably because of his pancreas. Yeah. He may be able to drink again someday. But.
Paul, I don't know. There's like don't drink and then there's really don't drink. Like, yeah. I mean, they're saying don't drink to kind of – play it safe, but is it really? I mean, could one have a couple
just
of beers or
supposed to drink in excess on blood thinners? So you can have like two beers.
Oh,
kind
I
of
see.
Yeah,
okay.
And then later, yeah. So yes, you can drink a little bit.
All right, let me tell you about LifeLock.
Yeah,
thieves turning back the clock on stealing from mailboxes, like the old school thieves would do.
Yeah.
They take the sticky rat traps, they tie them to strings, pull out envelopes out of the government mailbox right out there on the corner. So many threats in today's digital world. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now includes the power of Norton Security for added protection. LifeLock uses proprietary technology to help protect against identity theft, like your info on sale on the dark web. Norton helps protect against online threats like ransomware. If you have a problem, their agents will work to fix it. But I don't think you're going to have a problem because you have the best. You have the industry standard, the leader. You have LifeLock, right, Drew?
That's right. No one can stop every cyber threat, prevent all identity theft, or monitor transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton Security is able to uncover threats you might otherwise miss. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code Adam. And you'll get an additional 10% off your first year. That is promo code Adam for an additional 10% off.
Let's talk to Alex, 20, from Chicago. Alex?
Hey, Ace Man. Hey, Drew.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, pretty good.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I got pulled over on my bike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A regular push bike going through a stop sign.
Push bike?
I don't know what a push bike is.
I don't either.
A six-gear bike, a directional bike.
A bike?
A regular, not a motorcycle.
I've seen video of this. It's a bike.
Bicycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen video of what? Push bike?
He sent video of himself getting this infraction. It's a bicycle.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. So let's... Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about this, Adam? Because I was very upset when I got pulled over. I wasn't expecting it at all.
We're watching the video. You're going down the street.
That was the stop sign.
Oh, you blew through the stop sign. Oh, other cars had stopped at the stop sign, and you sort of timed it with them, right?
And here's the cop pulling him over.
Right.
You know what this means to me is that you don't live in Los Angeles, because we get tickets for crap like this all the time here. And any weird little pedestrian or bicycle violation, they will get you, right?
Yeah, Gary's going nuts on Chicago, but yeah, that's what he knows. Drew knows that, right?
Yeah.
He's saying you live in Chicago, you don't live in L.A.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. I have a theory, Alex, and fight it, by the way.
I am, because that POV, both of the POVs are like super in my favor, because I couldn't stop at that time, and it came really aggressive with, like, how you could see how they come at
me. Yeah, well, everything... Be careful when the government starts telling you, we're taking money from you for your safety. There's a lot of that going on. Okay, we need a bunch of money for your safety.
That's a reminder.
Yeah, how about we look out for the safety of my fucking wallet? I would tend to find them to be much more... I would find to be much more genuine if they said, no, put your checkbook away. We're not interested in that. We have set up some classes that we need you to attend about.
I'd rather open my checkbook.
Yeah, I know, but at least it would make me think it wasn't a money grab.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the way traffic school used to be in lieu of paying the fine.
Right.
Somebody went, well, you can either pay the $120 or you can go kill 8 hours on a Saturday at the mini mall. At some point, it turned into, oh, no, you pay for the ticket, and then you pay to go to traffic school.
Yeah.
By the way, does it ever go the other direction, or does it only go that direction?
Social progress.
That's progress, right? They want your fucking money. Yeah. And the cops are out there as their earners, and it's insane to me. And that's why we need to upset the system and not pay for it. But it's an interesting thing, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
You ready to dig?
All right, I'm digging.
I mentioned this on ACS some months ago, but I'd been noticing a lot. There's a particular street in my neighborhood where all the cyclists go down that thing. And there's a four-way stop sign. And as I walk the dog, I'll see these guys humming along. And they blow through this goddamn four-way stop sign every time.
I know exactly what you're talking about. And then they have to kind of go up a hill to get to the top of the city there. Yeah.
Depending on which way they're going. Yeah. They're going down a hill or they got to go up a hill. Yeah. Now, these are middle-aged white guys who average $731,000 a year. Why are they thumbing their nose at the law? These aren't, you know...
These are law-abiding dudes.
This ain't Peter Fonda. I want to be free, man. I want to ride a Schwinn's, man. I want to ride.
We're
going to ride.
We're going to ride my 10-speed.
We're going down Berkshire in La Cunada, man. There's Garagos' house. So why do they do this? Like, why? And I was like, kind of studying it, and I realized these guys are totally responsible for their own momentum.
Yes.
They have to burn calories to get back up to that speed again.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And if they're going the other way and they're coming up on that incline, good luck getting started from a stop.
Mm-hmm.
You're right at the base of a decent uphill. And when people create their own momentum, they don't want to scrub it off because it's theirs, and they got to restart it. Now, if the government is just going to push you up the hill or whatever, like, who cares? If somebody's going to create that for it, but this is theirs, and they don't want to waste it. Now,
that's kind of how that kid was riding his bike, too, by the way.
Right. When you drive a car at the same stop sign, you hit the brakes.
Right.
You know why? Because you'll just take your right foot and push it down again, or just take off again. And by the way, if you didn't pay for the gas, you really wouldn't give a shit. Even now, it's like, it's a couple of cents or whatever it is. But... these guys, it's theirs. They own it. And so what happens every time is you'll see like the first guy go through and he's kind of heads on a swivel because he is kind of looking out.
Also, there's a certain amount of risk in doing it too. I mean, it really is it's a four-way stop, but people may not see them.
That's why the first guy's going through, heads on a swivel, and he's kind of looking out. And then he's kind of doing a, you know, body language to the other guys, and they just go blowing through because it'd be cruel to tell them to come to a complete stop on the way up a hill, right?
Yes. Yes.
All right. So, hey, government, maybe that's not your part of your
duties. And by the way, if they want to take the risk of blowing through it, right, it's up to them.
Well, the bumper on the Oldsmobile is going to be sort of the judge and jury on this one, number one. Number two, if you find a lot of people are being crippled at that intersection, then dispatch a meter maid or a cop or whatever. But this guy doesn't – I'll guarantee the guys who are riding the bicycles would rather get a fine from you than run over. So they're looking out, but they also don't want to come to a stop when they don't have to. Thank you, Drew.
So maybe you've suddenly started exercising, ridden your bike a little too much, or maybe you're just one of the millions of sufferers of muscle cramps in your legs and feet for no good reason, particularly at night where it disrupts your sleep. Relief is finally with us. TheraWorks Relief topical foam, clinically proven to relieve muscle cramps fast. Not so much for pain if the pain is already there. It's not an anti-pain relief. It is a cramp reliever and a cramp preventer. With daily use, TheraWorks Relief prevents the cramps before they start. Use it a couple times a day. Don't need a prescription. It's easy to apply. It just takes a minute. It absorbs quickly. It really does work. It's available over the counter. You don't have to interact with the healthcare provider. And that's a big change because before you had to come to a doctor and get some medication. And I hated prescribing medication for muscle cramps. It's not a pain reliever. It is a muscle cramp preventer and treater. TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens pharmacies, or at TheraWorksRelief.com. That's TheraWorx Relief. Talk to your pharmacist about TheraWorks Relief. I think they'll have you as enthusiastic as I am. Experience relief for muscle cramps. See it for yourself.
All right. Let's talk to Krista 40 from Riverside. Krista?
Hi. Yeah. Oh, my God. I love you guys.
Loving you, God, Baba baby.
Bowie.
Baba Booey.
What's going on?
You guys are my favorite. Oh, my God. I'm so happy to talk to you right now. I just want to know what I should do in terms of articulating to my contractor to kind of speed things along.
Okay. How are you
doing? Can I give you a background?
You may. Go ahead.
Okay. We're doing a custom We're remodeling our bathroom, and we're doing it a custom job. And so he's a friend of a friend, and so he's doing this kind of on his off time, which is a favor for us, but yet we're still paying him. Mm-hmm. But it's been 2 months now, and so we have to, like, share a bathroom with our kids and and all of that. And it's like, okay, our life has kind of been, like, flipped upside down. And I'm just trying to see, like, okay, he's been making, like, he's doing such a great job so far, and yeah, it's going to look so good, but it's like, how can we move this forward?
Yeah. Does that make any sense? Yeah. No, my world is turned upside down. My room's spinning, Drew. I've never heard this before. All the years of contracting. Usually they're done way too early.
Way ahead, yeah.
Way ahead, and they've charged half the price.
Oh, yeah.
People are disappointed that the experience didn't last longer. But all right. Like Drew said, in terms of the medical journals, this needs to go in the contracting
Absolutely.
Journals. They've never seen this before. So how far along is he?
All right. So we had to rip out the tub. We had to take it down to the studs. We saw some mold damage, so we had to do some repairing on that. We got that all taken care of, and now he's rebuilding it from scratch, and then we're going to do tile.
Yeah, how far along?
I don't think she knows.
Well, are the walls buttoned up? Is the rough plumbing in?
So we have the drywall up.
Okay.
And we have the fixtures in, and we have a rain shower.
Jesus, goddamn Christ. How far along are you? Well, the earth cooled. Now, my husband was born in 1972.
Product of a normal spontaneous vaginal delivery.
Where he ripped out the tub. Okay, all right. The reason I said where are you at now is because I understand they demoed the old bathroom, and I understand they did the this and they did the that, but I want to know where you're at.
It sounds like they're about 65%.
I don't know.
Right?
All right, Chris.
That sounds about right.
The green board or blue board or whatever colored board is up. What color's the board in there?
Okay, so it looks like a mortar. Scene in here because we have a purple board, which I think is a drywall.
Purple
board. Painted some red paint or something over it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's the sealer. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So, Red Guard. It's called Red Guard. Yeah.
Sounds like the guy's doing a decent job, though, right? Which is not the usual deal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Look.
No, I'm totally excited. And I'm
okay.
Happy.
All right. All right. You know, here's what I say to people. If you want to get it done, and, like, especially when the person has another gig and they're squeezing you in between stuff, you're going to – and I've had this conversation with people. Like – I'll go like, can you get another guy to come with you on Saturday? And they'll go, well, yeah, but that guy wants $30 an hour. And I'll go, get him. And they'll go, yeah, well, all right, but that's going to be an extra $300 or whatever. And you go, yeah, I want to move it along. I want to get going.
Yeah.
Do you have a guy who can come? Do you have a Tyler? Well, I was going to do the tile. Yeah, but do you have a Tyler? Well, I have a Tyler. Yeah. Well, okay, good. Get the Tyler and you, and you guys work. He'll be out in the driveway at the wet saw cutting the stuff, and you'll be pacing.
Yeah,
LeBeau
brings his own saw.
LeBeau brings his own, the Frenchman LeBeau. No, you'll be inside buttering up the back of these tiles, and he'll be out in the driveway with the wet saw.
Yeah.
And they'll go, and then you'll go, or your husband will go, and they'll go, look, well, that's going to cost, it's going to be, and it's, yeah, that's how it works. But it'll button it up faster. You have to tell people, sadly, look, what's it going to take? When are you going to be done? Give me a timetable. Tell me when tile's going to be up on the wall. I'll give you a $1,000 bonus if it's done by that whatever.
Yeah.
If I can step into the shower by Labor Day, then I'll give you an extra.
Bottom line is the only way to speed it up is to spend more.
But it's not really spending more. It's like I've had conversations with guys, which is like, you're going to come here and work 10 hours. Mm. and I'm going to pay you $30 an hour.
So you may, and then you may you're save money quiet, the other side. Okay.
No? And then you're going to come back next weekend and work for 10 hours. How about two of you come? Yeah. I'll pay you both $10 right now. It's not going to cost more, so we're going to move this along. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you save.
And if it costs a little more, it costs a little more. But what don't you want your bathroom? And how much is it worth a week for you not to have a bathroom?
Got it.
All right, Drew's right. Drew's going home, everybody.
No, I got a pod to do for this.
I know, but you're in go home mode.
No.
Quiet, I'll tell you about Dixter.
I mean, I don't want to talk about contractor motor anymore.
No kidding. Well, you had to bring up LeBeau, your boyfriend. And by the way, I saw that guy using a notch trowel on your shower. He used a quarter inch spread. Not what I would have gone for, but whatever.
What would you
have used? That's fine.
How dare you?
That's fine.
That's my boyfriend.
If that's how you like putting on thin set, then I guess that's fine. If it's a European thing.
It must be.
I guess you lost my number. Go ahead. Call your boyfriend LeBeau and have him do your bathroom. Go ahead. Have fun. I wish you well. I wish you too well. I hope you're happy together.
You fare thee well.
I saw him mixing up some of that thin set. He didn't add any acrylic, but that's just, I guess that's his way of doing it. Well, don't ask me.
He
I don't know.
To move a little bit.
I don't, look, how could I have opinions about acrylic being added onto thin set? Okay. That's for him.
For him.
Okay. I hope you two are happy.
We are. Bonne chance.
You speak to him in French?
Yes.
Oh. I hope you two are happy. Did I mention that?
We go shooting together.
No. I didn't want to ask what you're shooting. Let me tell you about Digster, everybody. Soundtrack in your world, one playlist at a time. Digster has a playlist for every moment, every mood, every minute of your life. Yeah, so you guys love singing. Digster FM. It's like a high school boyfriend or girlfriend or a tile buddy made you a mixed tape. We both got a chance to create our own playlist. You can check them out. Digster.com. Sorry, digster.fm/Adam, and you can check out Digster, digster.fm/Drew. You can hear some Pretenders and some Jayhawks and some Ben Folds and stuff like that on mine. Drew's got Tchaikovsky and Talking Heads and Cardi B. A lot of range over there.
Love the range.
Be sure to follow our playlist so you can listen again and again. They'll change as they go.
I know. Adding Alouette to my list.
And they'll be updated weekly. Digster.fm. All right. Go to AdamCarolla.com. Live shows everywhere. And check that out. We'll be doing a live podcast, Thousand Oaks Borderline, a week from today. And a chassis. Lots of good stuff. Chassy. Drew, what do you got?
Doctor.com. Check out the family pods. Appreciate it.
So, until next time, Adam Carolla, Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.